Here, then, is a Corsair song. Know that I dote on Corsairs, and for that reason sing it con spirito. Commands from Miss Ingram's lips would put spirit into a mug of milk and water. Take care, then. If you don't please me, I will shame you by showing how such things should be done. That is offering a premium on incapacity. I shall now endeavour to fail. Gardez-vous bien. If you err wilfully, I shall devise a proportionate punishment. Miss Ingram ought to be clement, for she has it in her power to inflict a chastisement beyond mortal endurance.
Ha! Explain, commanded the lady.
Pardon me, madam, no need of explanation. Your own fine sense must inform you that one of your frowns would be a sufficient substitute for capital punishment.
Sing,
said she, and again touching the piano, she commenced an accompaniment in spirited style. Now is my time to slip away, thought I, but the tones that then severed the air arrested me. Mrs. Fairfax had said Mr. Rochester possessed a fine voice. He did. A mellow, powerful bass, into which he threw his own feeling, his own force, finding a way through the ear to the heart, and there waking sensation strangely.